This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In a pandemic, political candidates have to find creative ways to get people's attention and make contact with voters without putting anyone at risk. As Rob Mentzer reports, those constraints have made this political year like no other, and candidates at all levels are figuring out how to campaign in the COVID-19 era.
Lee Snodgrass wants to campaign safely. She doesn't want to contribute to spreading COVID-19, but she also really wants to win her assembly race in the Appleton area and to help her Democratic Party win more votes up and down the ballot. And she knows this fundamental rule of politics.
Voter contact is how you get votes.
The pandemic brought a halt to in-person events of all sorts in March. But in the months since then, campaign rallies and door-knocking political candidates have returned, or some of them have. In Wisconsin, it's mostly Republicans who are doing in-person campaigning. Snodgrass is one of a relatively small number of Democrats to have held in-person events. And they don't look much like the usual political chicken dinners.
Hi, Lee, I'm John O'Boyle.
John, nice to meet you.
On a warm evening in mid-August, Snodgrass hosted a group of a dozen supporters on a walking tour fundraiser called Pollinators and Politics. Israel Del Toro, a biology professor at Lawrence University, talked about green spaces and urban beekeeping in Appleton.
And so we have four beehives here. You can see honeybees are pretty mild if you stay at where you guys
are. The event is outdoors. Everyone wears a mask and keeps their distance, but it's still an event. Snodgrass says politics aside, some people appreciate having something they can do that's social but still safe.
We have had to be really, really creative about how we gather because we want to make sure that we're doing it safely. And also, we want to make it fun. I mean, we were just laughing the other day about how the fun bar is really low these days. And so doing things like this that people maybe not wouldn't have showed up at usually are really interested to do now.
And both parties have gotten creative. Supporters of President Trump held boat parades all around the state. Both political conventions had drive-in movie-style watch parties. Republican Representative Scott Krug, who represents the Wisconsin Rapids area, says he isn't doing many of the traditional election year events, but he's still going door-to-door a little.
Between now and November, I just want my work to speak for me more than me trying to guess if I should be knocking on everybody's door. I mean, I'm still going to do some door knocking, and I'm going to wear my mask and go knock on a door and back up and ask if it's okay to talk. I mean, you never know, but I still have to talk to voters regardless.
The two parties have taken very different approaches. All seven Republican candidates for Congress in Wisconsin held or participated in in-person events over the summer and posted about them on social media. None of the state's eight Democratic congressional candidates advertised in-person campaign events, though several participated in marches or outdoor protests held by others. The contrast is also clear at the top of the ticket.
In 78 days, we're going to stop the radical left. We're going to win the state of Wisconsin, and we are going to win four more years.
That was President Trump at a rally in Oshkosh in August. He and Vice President Mike Pence have each visited Wisconsin multiple times this year. Until last week, Democrat Joe Biden had not. Then on Thursday, Biden visited Kenosha.
When America has set its mind to something, it's never, 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 never failed when we put our minds to and we do it together.
Biden hasn't held any large events since the pandemic began. He met privately with the family of Jacob Blake, who was shot by police in Kenosha. Then he wore a mask while he spoke at a church in the community. Attendance was limited to a couple dozen people. It was his first visit to Wisconsin this year, but given Wisconsin's status as one of the nation's most closely divided swing states, it might not be the last. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.